Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spoonful Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Hudson, and as always, thanks for listening. Before we get to today's show, I just want to take a moment to tell each and every one of you thank you for listening this season. I really do appreciate all the love and support I've received over season one, and please stick around to the end of the show for a very important and special message. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spoonful Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Hudson. On today's show, I had the pleasure of speaking with Miss Frances Berry of Berry Bow in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. But before we get to the show, please find you a spot at the supper table and prepare for a heaping helping from the Southern Spoonful Podcast. Berry Bow is the creation of Francis Ford Berry. Berry Bow was established in 2009, and this Carolina girl designs, cuts, and sews all of her bow ties, cummerbund sets, pocket squares, suspenders, and more. Francis Berry grew up being a lowcountry girl. She was raised on hunting, fishing, eating oysters, and boiled peanuts. She draws inspiration from these experiences and her lifestyle and incorporates them into her design. Berry Bow specializes in designing custom fabrics for their customers. They love working with brides and grooms to make their wedding party stand out, incorporating business logos but also enjoying custom and personalized gifts for individual orders. They donate a portion of their proceeds to a different charity every month. They work with several charities by designing and selling custom ties for their events or fundraisers. If you would like to design a tie to raise money for your cause, please contact Berry Bow. They believe it is very important to give back. You can reach them at berrybow@gmail.com. Now it's time to welcome Miss Frances Berry to the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spoonful Podcast. I'm joined today by the talented Frances Berry. Thank you for being here and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Now, for those unfamiliar with Miss Frances Berry, she is the owner of Berry Bow and the Berry Bow brand. First off, let me tell everybody that bow is not your typical B-O-W, but is in fact B-E-A-U-X. How did you come by that name there, Miss Berry?
So Berry's my last name, so I came up with the Berry part. And then bow means handsome in French. And then it also is a play on words as a bow for bow ties, because for my company, my very first products were bow ties. So I just kind of did a play on words of that. And I studied French all through high school and all through college. So I just kind of like to have that French twist to it, too.
Absolutely. I love it. You guys put out some phenomenal accessories, bow ties and, you know, hats, and you got the face masks now. You guys are, I love everything you guys do. And the prints and the designs. It's phenomenal, and it's close and, you know, it's near and dear to my heart just because the low country and just everything great about it just kind of flows out of what you create, and I love it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. For those unfamiliar, she does specialize in custom fabric design from bow ties, suspenders, hats, shirts. You also sell the dinner napkins, placemats, tea towels, and like I said, they're all very easy to fall in love with. So,
thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Frances, where are you from and what was it like growing up there for you?
So I'm from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, right outside of Charleston. So that's where I get all my inspiration for all my colors and my fish. And the Charleston fashion scene's always been colorful and fun, loud prints. So I couldn't find the fabrics that I wanted for my vision. So I started designing my own fabrics and then just started kind of evolving it from there and doing custom stuff. So, yeah.
Well, you've come a long way, and like I said, it all looks phenomenal. I love it.
So how did you first learn how to sew, and who was it that taught you?
So I was a fashion major at Georgia Southern University, and I was in a sewing lab there. We had to make a blouse and a skirt. And then I took those skills and made a bow tie for my dad for Father's Day that summer. And then I started just making the bow ties and selling them to the fraternity guys, because all the guys wore bow ties to the football games. And that's kind of just how my business started. But yeah, I learned to sew at Georgia Southern.
Awesome. So I guess it's just everything kind of took off from college there. And, you know, I know a bunch of college guys just love them some bow ties.
Yes, sir. Yes. And so when I graduated, I came back to Mount Pleasant, and then I started getting more into the wedding scene, because Charleston's such a big wedding industry here. So that's kind of how I segued into that.
And a bunch of beautiful venues down there. So I'm pretty sure you have a lot of clientele.
Yes. Yeah, with COVID, you know, it slowed down a lot. So that's why I started making the face masks and started adding the home line with the dinner napkins and tea towels and all the other new products. Since I don't even get to wear bow ties, I'm glad I get to have the accessories in the home now.
That's right. And see, that was actually one of my questions later on, was that you guys actually played a huge role locally last year and continue to do so even today with the making of your custom face mask for use during the pandemic.
Yes.
What has that experience been like for you?
Oh, that was a wild experience. I had to actually move out of my studio. I had to be out by April 1st. And so I had to move everything home because my rent was going up and I didn't know what was going to happen with COVID. So I decided to move my studio home. And then I was just kind of making some masks for some nurse friends because there was a mask shortage. And then people started reaching out like, can I buy one? And I was like, you know what? Yes, you can, because I don't have any weddings right now. So it blew up. I literally had four friends of mine coming over every single day and helping me sew and filling orders and ironing and turning and cutting. And it was probably about a month and a half of just, gosh, really, really long days trying to get caught up. But it was really fun. And it felt great to give back to people and help them, you know, get through this crazy time that we had last year.
Absolutely. And that you are right. It has been a crazy time for us all. And that actually kind of leads into my next question, but I think you've already answered it, is what kind of impact has the pandemic actually had on your business? And what I mean by that is, have you had to learn to do anything in a different way? And of course, since, like you said, instead of doing weddings, you are now doing face masks. And I seen that some of the local news stations down there kind of took a story up on you there. And that was good. You made the headlines.
Yeah, they did. They came. It was a Zoom call. It was my first Zoom call, because since I work for myself, I was like, what is Zoom? I don't know how to do this. but we made it work. And that was great. That after that aired, business just skyrocketed. So I was very thankful for that. And then we were donating masks to healthcare workers. And so that the word got out there. We were shipping them all over the country.
That is awesome. That's very awesome. So, and me and you were just speaking about this off tape a while ago, but speaking of playing a huge role as a business owner, you do a great job with giving back to the community. Like you just said, you donate to charity as well. Can you tell us about some of the charities you've been able to work with along the way, and what that experience has been like for you?
Sure. Yeah, it's been great. I've been working with the Chicago, Illinois chapter with the Alzheimer's unit. We do a tie and bow tie and a scarf. Half the proceeds go to their Paint the Night Purple charity event they have every year. So that's been nice to raise money for that. And I've also done some work with the MS Foundation in the Cayman Islands. We have just an orange linen bow tie that half the proceeds go to that as well. And I have some various animal bow ties that I donate to the Charleston Animal Society. And then one that's very near and dear to me is there's a brain one, which is interesting. But my dad had two strokes back in 2015. And he is, thank the Lord, he's okay and healthy. But so half the proceeds of that brain scan bow tie go to the American Heart Association. So that one's great.
That's awesome. Now, I know, like I said, you give back, and the things that you have done is just remarkable. And I commend you for everything that you've done. Have you ever encountered a situation that, maybe something you designed or created, something that people really wish that maybe you would bring back?
I designed all my fabrics so I can get it reprinted again and then just remake it. So I kind of just keep that custom option open. So if someone says they want something that they saw before, I can usually recreate it.
Awesome. Awesome. So according to your website, berrybow.com, I'd like to give a shout out to that. You are a one person operation. Is that still true, or do you have some other hands in the mix?
It is true. However, I have my grandmother and my sister. They'll help me from time to time whenever I have like a big order. And like I said, during the mask craziness, I had a bunch of friends helping, and my mom and sister-in-law and my cousin and some friends and stuff all doing different things. So I can't take all the credit, but it is just me, like, usually, unless there's like something crazy going on like that.
Right. So just curious now, I know we had discussed this as well, and you mentioned this before, but you draw a lot of inspiration from the Low Country and Shim Creek, and even your logo is the little shrimp with the bow tie on it.
Yep.
Is actually, you know, taken from that. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I understand it is a logo, but you have a little say in there. It says knotted up. Is that just in reference to the bow tie?
It is. Yep. My sister came up with that. We just thought that was kind of fun. Just like, you know, knot it up, get dressed up, put your bow on, like your bow tie on, and just, you know, knot it up.
Absolutely. I got to ask this. So does the logo or the shrimp, does he actually have a name? Have you come up with a name for him?
I haven't. I need to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. I should name him.
Well, as creative as you are, I'm sure you will come up with a decent name for him. I promise.
Yes, I'll be thinking about that today.
So out of all the designs and prints that you've done over the years and that you continue to do, is there any one that's your personal favorite?
I think it might be my mahi. That was my first one I actually ever designed, and I did it in paint before I learned how to use Photoshop and Illustrator in my fashion classes. So I don't know if it's just sentimental, but I like how the colors pop, and I just think that one's fun. And it's a goal of mine to always catch like a big mahi. So that's on my bucket list.
Yours and mine both. That was another thing I was going to ask you, because I don't really understand the technology behind it, but some of the imagery that you have on your website, that you kind of have it in comparison, like you actually have an actual photograph of certain things. And I think one of them was an actual pet of someone. It was a dog, and you actually took that photo and you applied it. I want to say, I think it was a bow tie, maybe a long neck tie. What is that process like for you?
So for the custom pets, they send me a picture, and then I can usually pull like just from that same picture. I put it into some software and do some editing and go back and forth with the customer, send them the mock-up. They tell me what they like or what they don't like, and we finalize it and go from there. Otherwise, I'll draw like an animal out or something, and then I'll put it into Illustrator, and then I'll put it into Photoshop and add the color, and so that's how I do all that. Like with my tea towels, sometimes they'll send a picture, because I do a lot of wedding tea towels, so like their house or for like their first home or whatever, or the church they got married in, or a picture of the couple from their save the date. I do that a lot. Or like a family recipe, I'll do that too. They just send me a picture, and the same thing, I put it in my software, get it looking good, and edit it and all that, and go from there.
My word. That sounds like one crazy process, because me and technology don't go well too well together. So.
It's definitely tedious, so I have to be patient. But
I can imagine so. out of all the orders that Barry Bow has had, is there one like ginormous order that you really had to put a lot of work into, or perhaps maybe somebody?
I have worked with the American Dental Association for several years, and we always design something for each year for their convention when they go to DC for student, I think it's student lobby day for like dental students. And so they all want to stand out in DC. So we'll do different bow ties with like teeth on them with the American flag in it, or even the logo and things like that. So that's always pretty fun, because we do, or I do bow ties and ties and pocket squares. And then I do scarves for the girls, but they just love it. They call it their flair, their party flair or something, so they can all stand out. So that's fun.
Absolutely. So you're making all those ADA Dental Association students, they're all you know, you're making them look pretty up there in Washington, you said?
Yes, sir. Yep. Oh, and then they a lot of them will wear bow ties, because, you know, if you're a dentist, it's harder to wear a regular tie if you're, you know, trying to clean someone's teeth.
Right. Has anybody, I got to ask this, but is there anybody famous that has ever ordered anything from you?
Gosh, not that I know of, but I did have like I don't know what show it was, but it was some show where their studio was in New York and they needed it for something, but they never said what show it was going to be on. So it was like a prop for them, but I didn't know. That's all I know.
I got you. So what does the future hold? What does the future have in store for Barry Bow?
Oh, just trying to keep growing with my home goods and get back on the wedding trail with COVID starting to wind down. And we also added a new line. I don't know if you saw it on the website yet, but it's Twin Shim. So my sister and I are starting to make some jewelry. They're fishing line inspired bracelets. So we use fishing line and barrel swivels and like fishing crimps and different beads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to offer a little bit more items for the girls.
Right.
And it's fun too, because I get to wear them. But she's my twin sister, and then Shim Creek is the creek that we grew up on. So that's where the Shim comes
twin
from.
Twin Shim, there you
twin
go.
Twin Shim. So that's okay. That's our newest product line that we're trying to launch. So
believe it or not, I actually had it wrote down here. I'm just kind of jumping around my paper. I had Twin Shim question mark.
Yep.
So yeah, I was going to ask about that, because I said, okay, we have a bracelet line here, some jewelry here is known as Twin Shim. Is that the one that I saw that is actually like Morse code?
Yes. So we're trying to do different Morse code things, and that's been really fun, because then your jewelry like means something. So yeah. I have a necklace that says fun in Morse code, and I just love to wear that, because it's just like, have fun. And we made one for my grandmother that says blessed. So there's just a lot of fun different things to do with that.
That is so cool, and something I would have never even thought of. That is very innovative.
Well,
like
so my
that.
Sister, she used to be a teacher, and she was just teaching the kids Morse code a couple years ago. And so we started this a while ago, but now we're finally trying to put the idea to production. So she was teaching it to the kids, and she's like, you know, this would be really cool on jewelry. So we started to run with it.
Sounds like she's on to something.
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. And I really do appreciate that. They, you know, the jewelry and the hats and, of course, the T-shirts. I love your T-shirt designs, by the way, the crabs. Anything low country like that, I absolutely love. And yours, I don't know if it's the colors or the quality, but that is something I can definitely tell just even by looking at the pictures of these products. You know, you can actually see the quality that actually goes into it. And
thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe that's one thing, is that because these are all handmade, these aren't coming off of some factory assembly line somewhere, but these are all handmade. And so, you know, that, you know, there is love in each stitch, and, you know, you just can't go wrong with that. And I love the fact that you're local, you're in the low country, and, you know, we here at the Southern Spoonful, we most definitely support you.
Thank you. That means so much.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Frances, I really do appreciate you coming on to the show today. I know we're both busy and we're both hung up with lives and trying to get out of this COVID mess and everything else. But I would definitely tell our listeners to go check out your designs and all that you can create and more on your website, barryboux.com. That's Barry, BEAUX.com. Go check out all she has to offer and please get in touch with her. Not that she doesn't have enough work ahead of her already. But thank you so much for being here on the show today.
Certainly. Thank you for having me. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Miss Barry, for being here on today's episode of the Southern Spoonful podcast. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. To find out more about Miss Frances Barry and all the products that she has handcrafted and what she can do for your business or your wedding, then please head to barryboux.com. Barryboux, BEAUX.com. I'll be sure to leave a link down in the show notes below. And to get in contact with her, all you need to do is send her an email at barryboux@gmail.com. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of my guests that I had on this season. Thank you all so much for allowing me the opportunity to interview each and every one of you. It has been a joy and it has been a sheer pleasure. I have really enjoyed doing this season. And I just want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. You guys are awesome. Keep up making the great food and the great products and doing what you're doing because you just make the South exactly what it is. A great place to live and call home. And I'm glad to be able to call you guys my neighbors. Before I end today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to speak to you about something very close, personal, and very dear to my heart. On July 22nd of this year was Dominic Grenier's 20th birthday. There was a small get-together at his mother's home, and all of Dominic's closest friends and family were in attendance. The problem with this is that Dominic wasn't there. You see, in the early morning hours, on May 1st, 2021, Dominic Grenier was hit and killed by a drunk driver in a head-on collision. Did you know that there are 300,000 drunk driving incidents every day? 300,000 drunk driving-related injuries every year. And in 2019 alone, 10,142 lives were lost due to drunk driving. That's one person killed every 50 minutes. Now, if you're like me, you're wondering, there's got to be something that can be done. And there's ways that you can help and get involved. Number one, act. Be a volunteer for your local MAD chapter. Now, for those of you unfamiliar, MAD, M-A-D-D, is Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Number two, you can give. You can give to your local MAD chapter or donate online. I chose to give. That's why I recently partnered with Miss Frances Barry of Barry Bow in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Frances Barry has created an exceptional bow tie that was designed with Dominic Grenier in mind. Displayed in exquisite detail is the North American Black Bear. The black bear symbolizes strength, courage, and a sense of adventure. Everything that Dominic possessed. If you follow the link below, I'll leave it in the show notes, you can purchase a bow tie just like this that's been crafted by the very talented Frances Barry. And for your purchase, half of all the proceeds will be donated to our local MAD chapter in memory and in tribute of Dominic Grenier. Let's end drunk driving. if not for us, for those we've lost. Now, although this may seem at random, Dominic Grenier was my son's brother. So yes, sometimes these things hit closer to home than what we think. And for the very last time this season, it's time to put away the dishes and the silverware. Push in our chairs, and I hope that you've enjoyed this season of the Southern Spoonful Podcast. Take care, everyone.